Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Oh, here we go. Hello? I know you're there.
I can hear you.
I know. Sorry.
Can
I hit
you hear
the
me
wrong
now?
Thing. Hey, Mary Lynn.
Hey, Carolyn. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Guess what?
What's that?
We're back on Blog Talk Radio because it's time. It's time for truth. It's time for this great awakening. This is Carol Ann and Mary Lynn, and we are the two gals with two names. And, Mayor, we are at a tipping point in this great country. We are endowed by our Creator, and we're all men and women are created equal with certain unalienable rights. So we are seeking truth, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So what's going on in Mary World?
Today and every day, I wake up grateful to live in the best country in the world. And I just think that a lot of people, good patriotic citizens, we sometimes take advantage, we take it for granted, and we forget how bad things can get. Carol Ann, why don't you talk about, you live in the northwest suburbs outside of Chicago. Just fill in, again, another horrifying weekend.
Oh, Chicago? Oh, my gosh,
shot.
14 people got killed. 14 people got killed. I think 63 were shot. And, I wake up thankful, grateful, and blessed, and always prayerful about this great country. Every day I ask for God to bless America and for God to keep his hand of protection and provision on this great country, as well as our president and his family. But, yes, I know, and there was a one-year-old that got killed in New York. Was that devastating or what?
The report that the nice young man, he's relatively new to Fox and Friends, the reporter that I saw this morning, it absolutely broke my heart. He was interviewing the father and the grandmother, and heart-wrenching. I bawled my eyes out. This is so unnecessary. The poor little baby was so cute. And now nothing, and the father said,
right.
I
now,
no longer have
a baby
to hold.
He was a black
to
baby,
hold.
Too, correct? This baby was of African American.
He was
African American. He was black, right?
He was a child of color, and his mother was pushing him in his stroller.
Oh, my God. So mother was pushing him in his stroller, got shot in the stomach, and I guess the baby suffered somewhat, too. Am I correct in that?
Yes. The child passed at the hospital.
Yes.
And
And Black
so
Lives
sad.
Matters all
and,
over this, right? I mean, they're out protesting against violence in the city.
No. They have their hands out. They're raising money for the Democrats. And
Black Lives Matter? But they're such a stand-up organization, right? Because Black Lives Matter,
That's why, for no reason at all, when a 24-year-old mother with a one-year-old with a I don't know if it was one-year-old, I apologize, but anyway, a 24-year-old mother, everybody heard this one because it is so disgusting. She walked by a Black Lives Matter protest, and she said to someone, all lives matter, and they said an hour or so later she was shot dead. Really?
What?
Are you that sensitive? It is horrendous. There is a GoFundMe page for her. I think her child is 3, if I can remember correctly. But, yeah, she has a child. Now a child is motherless. And for just saying all lives matter. And
well,
I don't think
well,
that there's anything
Black Lives
the
Matter.
Racist.
The founder is Alicia Garza and Pelletrice Cullors and Opal Tometi. Colin Kaepernick and D. Ray Mixon are all very engaged, but there's 3 female founders. Now, you know what they have a 10-point manifesto. Does anybody, did you know about this?
Heard about it, haven't gotten into it yet. There's just so much going on, it's hard to keep up, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, well,
it's very dark and dangerous.
Yeah, well, here's a little brief that I got on Twitter from the distinguished James Woods, actor, and he always has something great to add. Susan Rosenberg is a VP of the fundraising arm of BLM. She was charged for her role in the 1983 bombing of the United States Capitol building and other targets.
Right.
Convicted
right.
for explosive possession in 1985, she was sentenced to 58 years in prison. Hey, guess what?
Right.
She was sprung by Bill Clinton. So these are the people that are heading up Black Lives Matter. And
yes,
you know what?
Yes.
Where are they in Chicago, Carol Ann? Did you hear that they came to Chicago? Did you hear that they went to any of these places? Are they in New York City? No. They're out raising money, raising hell, and it's sad.
Well,
and
no,
they have little white entitled
indoctrinated children that go ahead and drive around with their flags. And it's like there is a 10-point manifesto. And at the end of the day, we did discuss this on Eyes Right Open Radio a little bit, but it sounds so really good. It sounds really, really good. It's like they just want fairness for all, you know, because they say the black families suffer disproportionately. There's the narrative that black families suffer disproportionately against police brutality. So, anyway, let's see what we've got here. So,
it's a tough subject. Let's move on. And I want to hit on something that struck me harder than anything so far this year has, and that's just the sheer decimation of our Constitution. The poor McCluskeys in St. Louis, Missouri, everybody's heard this story. D.A. Gardner issued a subpoena for his AR-15, and they searched his home. And I saw an interview with Mr. McCluskey. He is an attorney, as we discussed previously, and I saw an interview on Tucker, and he said that, you know, the police felt really bad, and the police officers did not want to enforce the subpoena. Why?
Right.
Because it is so completely against our Second Amendment.
Right, right. Well, you know, D.A. Gardner is fully funded. I think, was it 80% of their campaign was funded by none other than the infamous George Soros? Yes.
Yes. AKA Lucifer.
He brought the Bank of England down. He's the puppet master.
No, I said
he's the puppet master
Lucifer.
For the leftists, and he wants global governance. You know? So, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I called him Lucifer.
Oh, Lucifer. I thought you said loser. Oh, Lucifer.
I'm just not very fond of the man, and I just don't understand why something isn't done, because if anybody, forget about Russia, forget about China and the Ukraine, the biggest person who interferes with our elections is none other than George Soros. So,
well, and you're right, the Tom Steyers of the world, the George Soroses. Yes, it's funny because you hear the left complaining about campaign finance, but you have all these big people like Soros. And who's the other one, too? Bill Gates. Bill Gates is another one. I mean, Warren Buffett, I hate to say it, but they are very progressive and globalist, which is going to hurt Americanism. So George Soros is a bad dude.
No doubt. And I think that we all have to be realistic that this is the most important election that I know that I'll ever face in my life. November 3rd, we have to make it happen. Because this is what will become of your life if Biden is elected president.
Well, yes,
they
Cuomo, Sleepy Joe.
What is our
country going to look like if Cuomo, Sleepy Joe, Biden is president? What's our country going to look like?
I really don't even want to discuss it because I have a thing about if you verbalize it, you feel it, and I want to
manifest
be so far away. Yeah, I'm not manifesting, you know, because what really bothers me the most is, you know, please don't control me with your politics. I don't, you know, why do they have to control? What is so,
it's always been about
control, power and money.
It's always been about control. It's always been about control. You know something, I mean, to be very honest with you, it was shocking to me because I got into the Tea Party movement. And I just wanted to get my country back. And I didn't realize, I thought, I mean, I'm such a naive, you know, altruist. I'm like, okay, hey, we're all on the same side. We're all happy. We're going to work together because, you know, hey, team, together, everyone achieves more. Even people on, quote, unquote, your own side, they want their own power and control. It's about power.
Well,
it's about power.
That's
and I don't get the whole power trip. I believe in personal power, great, like personal liberty. But a lot of people just, it's like, oh, it's about pull. Huh? Yeah, how many people can follow you? So it's like one big power-hungry trip. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
Back.
I mean, I think it's going to be very interesting. I feel sorry for young people that have grown up with so much freedom, and all of a sudden, I mean, all these, you know, lockdowns over liberty that's happening. What's going on in the Sunshine State? Anything exciting?
Well, not to get off on COVID-19, but the latest, they came out with these insane numbers, and I just caught a quick glimpse, and I don't have anything to back it up, but they're coming out and saying that these numbers are false. And I'm sure it has nothing to do with the RNC convention coming to Jacksonville. In August. And now, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but I think that everybody right now is very frightened, and I really very upset because I'm just seeing this country being swayed by people with these thoughts and these ideas that don't make any sense. I just can't comprehend them. And, you know, I just don't want – I love this country. I am – if somebody asked me, oh, you know, what are you? You're a Democrat or Republican? I'm a patriot.
I'm an American. Exactly.
I'm an American.
You're a patriot.
You know? And I'm
proud
to be an American.
Proud American. You know, Mary, it's like, you know, back to this election, though, with all this voter fraud. I mean, you know, and I know, I think we did talk last week a little bit about the Curtis Bauer agenda movie, The Masters of Deceit. But the mail-in ballots, I mean, you know, you just don't have any chain of custody over those things. And, I mean, look what happened. Wasn't it in Minnesota? Isn't that how we got Crazy Al Franken? And didn't they find ballots, like, you know, months later? Like in some the postal vehicle or something? In the back of some postal vehicle? I don't remember the whole story, but There's something with those mail-in ballots that are sketchy.
Well, if I, and I can assure you, I do get mail-in ballots, but for important elections like these, I bring my ballot with me. I know what I'm going to vote for, and then you turn it in at the precinct, your mail-in ballot. Mm-hmm. I show my ID because Florida is a voter ID state.
That's smart.
And you get a regular ballot. You go in the booth and you color in the dots. They scan it in the system. There's no electronics. There's no computers. There's no George Soros voting machines. So I think everybody needs to check out with their county and really, you know, do a good job to make sure that this is a fair election. Literally, they can steal it. They want to steal it. They want to steal this election because there's no other way. So I'm hoping that what we can do is try to work on what I call a paradigm shift. And then I want to talk, Carol Ann, about solutions. You and I both agreed we want to bring solutions to the table. And
I mean, paradigm shift is a very profoundly deep statement, and I'm a big one on paradigm shifts. Like the Great Awakening that we had back in 2009, and very, very on the edge of a Great Awakening. Now, it's funny, I'm hearing all these people say Great Awakening, Great Awakening, and friends, you're listening to two gals with two names on Tuesday. You could go to awakenamerica.us, that's awakenamerica.us, or Google Carol Ann Parisi, The Great Awakening, because this is an awakening to empowerment, and it's for an empowerment of freedom, liberty, and justice for all people. So, Mary Lynn, what do you mean by a paradigm shift? Unpack that a little bit.
Well, as I love words and I love definitions, and a paradigm, and I'm taking this right from a dictionary, I know, old paper dictionary. No, actually, I copied it from online this year. A paradigm is a standard, a perspective, or a set of ideas. It's also, paradigm is a way of looking at something. The word paradigm comes up in academic, scientific, and business worlds. When you change the paradigm, you're changing how you think about something.
Hold on a second. There needs to be a huge paradigm shift on so many levels. And, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, because I was going to get off on my my brain is, like, exploding right now. Okay, so it's thinking differently.
Well,
I'm glad
I'm in another state.
Say what?
I'd hate to have your exploding head go all over my computer. So
okay, so here's
what's really important.
I mean, to make the long and short of a paradigm shift, I'm going to just break this down to, you know, somebody's personal life. Somebody has gone through their whole life and eaten garbage and smoked cigarettes and just gone ahead and just, you know, put a lot of stress on their life. And all of a sudden they have this paradigm shift where, you know what, my life is more valuable than this. And they start taking better thoughts, which are going to lead to better habits, which will ultimately lead to a better life. Is that like the whole thing in a nice little bundle, or is it different than that?
Well, that's a good example. When a paradigm shift occurs, this is also a written definition. When a paradigm shift occurs, when one paradigm loses its influence and another takes over. So what has to happen is a change of mindset, get people to get
like
into patriotism, the Constitution,
so you're talking like defund
the Bill
police.
Of Rights.
They're trying to project their paradigm shift on where the police are. And here, I mean, this is kind of where my vibe was going before, that certain people are articulating the fact that, you know, racist, and, you know, police are going to hurt, so let's defund them. Like that A-hole OC or whatever her name is, or that Jihad Omar, Are you talking about the swamp creature, the those people? They're trying to project a paradigm shift amongst our whole country to take over?
Well, Carolyn, I don't think that's not the demographic. We'll never change the thought. We'll never change how they think about things. It's not going to happen. We want to go at the middle of the road people, the people that used to be Democrats, and now they're going, what happened to my party?
I hear what you're saying, but what you're saying is also the hard left, the squad, the crazy squad with the crazy Maisie and all the rest of them, they want to do a complete and total paradigm shift of Americanism. I was hearing something the other day. Oh, no, actually, maybe it was today on the radio. And, you know, property rights are racist. It's really not fair. You own your home. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, you know, and frankly, if I hear one more person call me a white supremacist because I'm a Trump supporter, Senator Hiroto, and I don't even want to say his Kaepernick name, you know, get over it.
Colin?
is that all you got? Is that all you got is to call me a racist and a white supremacist? You know,
That's the default. That's the default. That is the default. That is the default, and that it actually is racism on its face. And it hurts real racism. It's like, you know, some guy that you were making out with, and he goes ahead and grabs your butt, and he said he raped you. That also hurts the real meaning of rape. So these people are raping the racist, the real racism that happened in the 40s and 50s and some of those horrible lynchings and that kind of stuff. They're avoiding it because if everything is racism, then there is no racism. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it's great that they're so concerned about racism, and their candidate for president of the United States, our demo crooks, he is the biggest racist of them all, and there's proof. You know, his mentor was like a head guy in the KKK. Seriously? Your mentor?
You talking about Robert Byrd?
You know, that says enough.
Is he buddies with Robert Byrd, yeah, too, like Hillary?
He spoke at his funeral. He quote-unquote said, Robert Byrd is my mentor. Now, if somebody is your mentor, that is deeply ingrained, like a paradigm.
Wait a minute. He's a Democrat, so we can't talk about that. That's being racist.
No. MSM will never talk about that, just like they're not talking about the fact that a church was burned down here in Florida, a historic 250-year-old church they were restoring in California was burned to the ground, and then in Boston they burned the Virgin Mary. You know, these are protections, just like the gun taken away from the McCluskeys, or guns, these are all our rights that are afforded by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Everybody get a handbook for your purse, and when somebody comes up and yells at you because you're not wearing a mask, you know, you have your rights. I don't think it's a subject I really want to get into because, as far as I'm concerned, to walk into Publix and wear a mask for 10 minutes doesn't bother me. There's too much over nothing. And
right,
I think what we
right.
need to do is focus on what's important, and what's important is getting President Donald J. Trump reelected. Our country survival depends on it. And I think what is so exciting was on July 5th in South Carolina, it broke a Guinness Book World of Record, the President Trump boat rally. And all these boats, and they show an aerial shot, and it is just amazing. So tell me we're losing in the polls, and you know what I say? You don't break Guinness Book World Records when you're Joe Biden sitting in a cafeteria with 12 people. Sorry.
Right. Right. Well, and you know something, I mean, that's a way of voter suppression. Do you know what I'm saying? That's the mainstream media is, come on, they're part and parcel to this whole narrative, the mainstream media. I mean, they're part of this whole hate Trump. I mean, they're a bunch of anti-American fascists, too. But anyway, I'm sorry?
Go on.
No, I was going to say voter suppression.
Yeah, we must have a delay. Sorry about
saying,
that.
Saying, oh, he's never going to win, he's losing. There's a certain mindset of people. They're going to be like, oh, there's, you know, this is hopeless. So either that or then people will get up. See, it could go either way. That's why solutions of getting out the vote is so important, because like Lincoln said about Grant, we cannot afford to lose this man. He fights, and he fights for liberty and freedom, and he has been the most constitutionally correct president in our lifetime, really. I mean, I'm even hearing folks say he's even better than Reagan. So.
The thing with President Trump is he comes in with such valuable experience. And frankly, just to get it in, I really don't give two watts about his taxes before he was president.
Yeah, I really
and
tell
just,
us.
I think what's really important is you bring up the mainstream media, aka MSM. They're the ones setting this standard perspective and the paradigm. They're setting the ideas and the way to look at something. So when you get lemmings, God love them, who believe this, they live for it. I go to the dark side on Twitter sometime, and I read tweets from scary left people, and I was like, how
hey,
do
Mary,
people
how
think that
Hey, Mary, how could our listeners contact you on Twitter? How could they friend you on Twitter?
Oh, hey, I'd love it, and I take all the followers I could get. Sorry, it's one of my kind of my little pet peeves, people that tweet out, oh, I only have 62 followers, and the next minute they've got 7,500. So, hey, I got my followers the hard way. You can reach me both on Twitter and Parler at ML. That's as Mary Lynn Bianchi, B as in boy, I-A-N-C-H-I, the number 7. That's ML Bianchi, the number 7. And, I really enjoy Twitter. It's great dialogue. There's a lot of great patriots. And what I always enjoy is when we pull out and we talk about problems, and everybody comes to the table with solutions. And that's what has to happen here, and that's how we're going to get a paradigm shift. And I read about it every day. The exciting news from the chair of the RNC, she said that they are nearly 50% up from the registrations from 2016, that voter registrations. And that's what you can do, is get out there and make sure, are you going to vote? Well, I'm not registered. Perfect segue. Hand them a voter registration. I see people every day turning in 28, 30, 40 registrations to vote Republican. And what's important is it's these little things that are going to add up and count. It's not going to be a big ta-da. Well, maybe
getting out
the
vote.
DOJ,
do you realize only 30% of Christians actually get out and vote? 30 of registered voters, of Christian registered voters, actually get out and vote. And friends, if you're a Bible believing Christian and you're not voting in these elections, you know what? We're going to get the government we deserve. And they're going to take away our rights. They're going to take, you know, there is a war on religion right now. There's a war on Christianity right now. I mean, it's,
Well, and I think, you know, that goes back to Amendment Number 1. And
right.
here again, our rights are being vilified. Governor Newsom he has no standing to say you can't sing in church. And now he said, oh, you can't go to church, but you can go and protest up and down the street. It doesn't make any sense. And, you know, if you want to sing in church, sing in church. It's summer. Have it outside if you can. You know, just figure out a way to be, you know, social distancing and mask on. But they have no right, and that's the separation of church and state, and that's in the Amendment number 1, along with your free speech. So forget about that. We need to hang on.
Our First Amendment right, we're utilizing it right now because it's freedom of the press. And this is like the press, blog, talk, radio. This is like the press. And you're listening to Two Girls with Two Names on Tuesdays. I'm Carol Parisi. Marilyn Bianchi's, we're here today. And, yes, our First Amendment is hugely important. But back to the McCloskeys and their Second Amendment rights, I mean, were they doing anything wrong over there in St. Louis?
Well, I think a lot. This subject has been covered, and I saw right after it happened, I got a clip. First, I got it on my in Twitter, and then I caught it on OANN, which I recommend highly, OAN Network. A lot of good news and a lot not
One
a lot
American
of talking
News
heads
Network.
And, exactly. Thank you very much. And there's not a ton of commercials. You know, there's certain Fox and Friends I still stand behind. Judge Jeanine kicked butt with her open last week.
Love.
Phenomenal. And she took down de Blasio where he needs to belong.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get into him. The show isn't long enough. We'll be here for 5 hours. But we have a chance to make a difference. If you know of people that can't get to a precinct to vote or need help getting a voter ID, help them out. You know, there's groups. You just have to Google voter ID, and there's a couple of groups that you can sign up to volunteer to get people to so they can get their IDs so they can vote.
Your state has definitely deployed its 10th Amendment with that voter ID law, because we don't have it here in Illinois. Here, it's voter, they say it's racist and it's suppressing the black vote to have voter ID. But, of course, you have to have an ID to get on an airplane. You have to have an ID to buy any type of Sudafed or sinus medicine or alcohol. But to vote, no, that's repressing. That's racist, and that's repressing people.
Just to talk quickly, I pulled up some information on voter identification laws in effect in 2020. So they have this color chart, and it's broken out in colors by strict photo ID, and that is my state. And, well, no, it's strict non-photo ID. So Georgia is a strict photo ID. My state of Florida is a strict non-photo ID. And Illinois is, no document required to vote.
Show up.
And that same.
Show up. Don't worry. There's dead people that are, you know, that are voting in Illinois. It's the voting dead right here in Chicago. I mean, I'm sure in Chicago the voting dead. So let me ask you something. Are you still looking at this thing? Does this show the whole nation?
Yeah.
Okay, so I bet California has no voter ID. Am I correct?
That would be correct. And
how about New York?
Can I just interject? There's two states, Minnesota and New York, that do not require, no document required to vote. And guess who? Both states have their hands out now to Daddy. Hey, Daddy, give us a federal bailout because we let our cities go to burn and riot and didn't do anything to stop it.
So I bet every state that does not have voter ID laws is run by the leftist, communist,
Democrat.
Socialist, fascist.
I think there may be an exception. I just don't remember what state it is. But I mean, it's really
Alaska.
It's really,
Alaska, maybe.
Now, Alaska ID requested, but not required.
Okay.
So, you know, you may as well just say, oh, hey, I'm here to vote. And here, seriously, here in Florida, they had a list when I went in to vote. You could use your, you know, your gym membership to the health club as an ID. Really?
Hmm.
So I really, it's something that, you know, I'm hoping that, that people can get their arms around. There, you know, there's Hawaii is the same. Wisconsin, strict photo ID. Indiana, Virginia, Tennessee, Kansas, Missouri, Georgia, all strict voter ID. Great. Because you know what? My opinion is no federal bailout for these states like Minnesota and New York. I'm sorry you let your – and Washington. You let your city goes – you know, I just can't understand it. How do you let people take over a couple city blocks in Washington?
Oh, is gone. Oh, it didn't
yeah.
last. CHOP couldn't survive. It kind of got chopped.
Yeah, well, I think what they're finding out is this no police thing, you know, defund the police is really not a great idea.
not according to a-hole C.
Well, you know, she has her opinions, and the police departments, they're underpaid, the morale is so low. Back your blue. You know, who's going to have your back if you really need it? Look what happened to the McCluskeys. They called the police and nobody came. Mm. And just to talk about that, it was a gated community that
these
non-violent protesters
broke. Isn't that violate property rights when you break a gate down and it says no trespassing?
Well, of course it is. Trespass is a misdemeanor, but yet nonetheless it's still a crime. And unless you're invited onto someone's property.
Isn't that something with property? Isn't that, there's a word for it. Come on now. When you break something that belongs to someone else, that's destruction of private property. Isn't that more than
trespassing? That covers it. Well, the thing is, they weren't invited onto the property. And let's get over the fact that they broke down the gated community entry gate, and then they broke down the gate to the McCluskeys' beautiful home. And it's a stunning mansion, and of course, you know, it's you're a white supremacist because of white privilege and all the other de facto things that they say. But nonetheless, hundreds of protesters, nonviolent, but they're threatening. It's still
they
it's
were
a
threatening
verbal
them
threat.
That they're going to kill them. They're going to live in their house. They're going to kill their dog.
No, they weren't going to live in the house. They were going to burn it down.
No,
and
they said we're
going to
go live in your room, in this room, in this room, and then we're going to burn it down. Because I saw her.
I saw
her talking, and I guess they were saying to her, "Yeah, we're going to go live in your room. We're going to kill you. We're going to go live in your room, and then we're going to burn it down." That's what I heard.
Yeah,
I heard it
yeah.
come out of her
and,
mouth.
And in the legal world, the important part here is they were in fear for their life. That's all you need to tell police.
Done.
But the problem
exactly.
that they have.
Exactly. Exactly.
But the problem they have right now is they were well within their Second Amendment rights to bear arms. He stood there. He didn't shoot off the gun. But guess what? When you face the bullies, they go away. And this is what they did. They went away. They came back the following weekend.
Right. Nobody
got
hurt.
But they were prepared.
Right. So let me ask you a question, too, because they're saying they're going to get indicted because of this. I mean, they had that attorney general made them turn in their firearms, which is A, illegal, because that totally violates their Second Amendment rights. So first of all, if they were threatened and they deployed their Second Amendment rights well within the law, their registered guns, or they went through every protocol. Let me ask you a question. How could they be in violation, and why would they be charged? Because he said last night that he's going to be charged, that they're expecting indictments.
Correct.
I mean, I know you could indict a ham sandwich. I get it.
Okay. What is happening? And the DA Gardner is, as you already said,
George
75
Soros
to 80%
owned DA Gardner. Yes.
Yes. Correct.
The George Soros
so
puppet.
She's,
go ahead.
She's regardless of the law. She is ignoring it, and there's no state AG, attorney general, that's standing up, or the governor standing up and saying, no, this is a violation of their Second Amendment rights. They had every right to stand their ground.
Isn't the governor of Missouri a Republican?
Yes, he is. I don't know his name. I just saw him.
So wait a second. Why isn't the governor? Why isn't anybody saying anything about this? Are they that scared? Are they that chicken?
Well,
kind of like the
it's the cancel culture. You know, look what happened to the CEO of Goya Foods. He said, we're so lucky, we're so blessed to have you know President Trump, and then all of a sudden there's a boycott on his food, and then we stuck together, patriots, and did a boycott, and that's B-U-Y. And then they're showing signs that, please, you can only take two cans. And most of the people that are buying the canned goods are turning them into food banks.
That is so awesome. No, I bought some, brought them home. I bought several beets. I brought some butter beans for my husband. They also have, which I didn't need right now, but they also have, garlic in the little jar, and their prices are fabulous, too. So
buy
Goya.
And
do a boycott, and like Marilyn said, go donate those to your local food pantry. Double good. I love it.
Yep.
Maximize good.
Yeah, and this is the tweet that I send out to your girlfriend AOC. It's like her excuse that people, do you go out and shoplift so you can get your children a loaf of bread so they don't starve? No, they're not.
Now, what the
starve
hell was
now,
that all about? I didn't get that. What was that stupid rant about? I didn't understand that.
Well, she doesn't make sense. Miss Mensa doesn't ever make sense.
Mensa.
So let's go back to what she's pushing. Now, understand, she's Hispanic, right? Although she doesn't air to it much, she pushed this boycott. And guess what? They don't need to go and steal loaves of bread. They can go to their local food bank now and pick up Goya Foods. Thank you to the boycott. So instead of creating issues, the patriots have come out and said, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to support somebody who supports our president. And we're not afraid. This is the problem. Everybody's afraid. Where are the Republicans? You know, my biggest complaint all week is, where is the Department of Justice? Where is the FBI? Hello, Obamagate. I'm sick of this. It's been 3.5+ years, and nothing is done. And all my final comment is, while I'm on my rant, is Durham is a dud. Get busy there and get something done. This needs to happen before the election, and we need to get it out because Biden is dirty, and Biden is dirty, and it needs to go down. That's all. They have proof. They've had the proof, and they've got good evidence, and they've been sitting on it for over a year. So get it out, get it done. Why did the Democrats, they seem to get these lawsuits up and running at a drop of a hat. Oh, let's sue Jacksonville to block the Republicans from having their convention. And then, let's sue this. They're all over the place. The Republicans have to get unafraid. you know, and
right,
and
right.
Carol Ann, the great awakening to the silent majority, you know, be silent
yep.
no more. You can do something right at your
it's
own.
It's really
you know.
Time to show up, stand up and speak up. We have a republic to save. And like Benjamin Franklin said, it's a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. A republic requires responsibility from the citizenry, and that's to pay attention, and that's to show up, stand up, and speak up, and vote. Vote your conscience. I mean, and you know, Mary Lynn, we also on awakenamerica.us, the Great Awakening, you can download your copy of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, as well as other videos. And so much stuff down there, so much stuff at the Awaken America website. So it's got a lot of value, a lot of history, because like we say at the Eyes Right Open radio show, it's like if you know where you come from, you'll know where you're going. And we have a great history here. Yeah, we're not perfect. I guess, you know, there was some stuff. There's always stuff. But this is a republic founded on virtue, and they stood for something. Our founders stood for something. And if you don't stand for something, like the old adage says, you'll fall for anything, right?
They didn't stand for something. They fought for it. They
oh, yes.
The stories
yes, touche.
And, well, I'd like to throw in the insight of the day, and this one is from Muhammad Ali. And it's real simple. Don't count the days. Make the days count.
Amen.
And I think what really is missing from the crazed Marxist commie Dems, I don't know what to call them anymore because they're constantly morphing further left until they fall off the side of the world. And what is really important is people keep the focus on what needs to happen. Keep the focus on solutions and empowerment, like you talk about, Carol Ann. It's people that are not taking responsibility for their actions. All they do is point fingers. And you remember when you were a kid and Mama said, "Don't point fingers because you got three more pointing back at you."
Pointing right back
they
at
take
you.
No,
that's right.
Yeah. They take no responsibility. They're like, I lived through this when I was in sixth grade. They're bullies. And just because you don't think like they think, you know, all of a sudden you're in cancel culture world. And you know, we could have separate shows on all these subjects, but the most
oh my
important
gosh,
thing
yes. You know what,
is,
though? It's so disheartening because I do believe our country was founded on a great debate. And, I mean, if you think about it, even the ancient philosophers like Socrates and Plato, the conversation and the debate, and that's how you think deeply and more profoundly and you come up with better ideas, not with the left. They don't want that.
Okay.
You know what? You know what? They really are not liberals, because true liberalism gives you the opportunity to debate and come up with highest and best thinking and great ideas. You know, best thinking is thoughts are things, as we know. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. And if we start saying that this country is bad and throw out all this negative, it's just going to exacerbate and feed itself.
Well, the perfect example of what you're talking about, and that's both sides coming to discussion. There was a reason why our founding fathers came up with the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the two-party system. The problem we have is we need to flip the House red. We need to increase the Senate and control the whole shooting match. But what we have over in the House, we have non-essential Nancy. You know, she's over there.
That's a good one.
They put the and what they did was they the Republicans put up a bill for police reform. and without even trying to bring it to the table and
talk about it.
The
Republicans, a.k.a. African-American Tim Scott, brought up police reform. Is that the bill you're referring to?
But of course it is.
Okay.
Yeah, there was
A black man there are situations that I could tell you. I probably shared it with you last week. I know a guy by the name of George, and George is African-American. He was a police officer. He served in the military. And he would get pulled over in the city of Chicago just because he was black with his police uniform on. So there is a certain amount of that, you know. I mean, we can't say that that doesn't exist. But Tim Scott Bill, like back to what we were actually talking about, would have helped to eliminate that. And let's remember, a lot of this stuff is the early 80s, late 70s. I think we've come a long way. Now cops says they're not going to show up for anything. Have you read some of these bills?
I'm trying not to, because I'm hoping that we can get back on track. And here again, you know,
they're going to have social workers show up to domestic violence. They're going to have social workers show up for, I mean, all kinds of things. You know what? I talked to this lady who's a social worker. She goes, I'm not going. She goes, I'm not going. She goes, these people. She goes, I'm a social worker. She goes, these people are crazy. You got some drunken, you know, drug freaked out man that's got a gun. And you need
a woman.
Yes. Oh, whatever. I mean, if I now think about it, she's a woman, so she's going to even be more threatened by a man, because let's face it, I mean, still in the world of reality, men are for the most part bigger than most women. You know what I'm saying? There is that for the most part, not always. Because remember, we don't call men and women anymore. That's sexist or something. There's something wrong with that, too,
yeah.
I think. And,
yeah,
and
I guess we all go in the
A-hole
category.
C-word. Say what?
Yeah, I need to get my census back and put other. If I'm male or female, I'll just put in other. But I think the real... and
you know what? We could give them a clue. Look down, open your pants. If you got a little thing that looks like a pole, you're a boy. And if you got something that doesn't, might look a little like a taco, you might be a girl. Just saying. Ooh, that was bad.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you want to reach us and tell us how absolutely crazy we are, yes, we're crazy. We're crazy about the United States of America and our awesome president. And one of the best, absolute best orators ever. I just love, and I was so sad that there was no rally on Saturday, because rally, I'll tell you, I need it like an insulin injection. So you can reach us at twogalswithtwonames@gmail.com. That's twogalswithtwonames@gmail.com. Also, as a real quick favor, I'd like to get your take on Q. Email us your thoughts on Q, and then take the oath. I saw General Flynn and his family took the oath after he was released from prison, and I'd like to just get your thoughts on that, and we can talk
on
about
Q,
that.
On Q.
It's very
Q is pretty
interesting.
Cool. I like
on
Q,
Q,
I think. I think I like Q.
Well, I'm not really kind of not piecing it all together. I know it has something to do with JFK Jr. I don't know,
so.
And that's why I like some. I'd like some insight. But what's really important is do what you can. You know, go to your local county voting election officials and say, why don't we have voter ID in my state? And like, I want to know. I'll go send a tweet to Ron DeSantis, our great governor.
Uh-huh.
I love this
uh-huh.
guy. And they're yesterday, because of the rise in COVID-19 cases here in Florida, you know, they're resign Ron DeSantis. Now get over it, like it's his fault.
Oh, geez.
Now he was the one who stopped people from visiting nursing homes.
Nursing homes. Unlike
he closed the door.
De Blasio or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
No, Cuomo.
Yeah,
Cuomo,
Granny
Cuomo.
Killer Cuomo.
Right.
Granny Killer Cuomo. And he's got the guts to come and tweet and say all this BS about, you know, it's Donald Trump's fault. It's
his fault.
You know, he's trying to kill everybody. Well, you beat him to it. And we can't go into New York. I feel really bad. You know, the city's going to, in a handbasket. And there's a couple people need to be moved out. People are afraid. I lived through the Rodney King riots in L.A. And you can talk about it all you want, but when you live through it, it's another story.
Right.
And
I remember. I remember. Yep.
And what was really important is my little apartment building group in Brentwood, California, we had guys with guns on either side of the gate, and the rest of the people in the apartment
guns on
building,
side of the
we
gate.
Got together.
That could be a radio show. Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. So what we did was we all got together at the management's apartment, the manager's apartment, and we all had a big spaghetti dinner together. I'm talking about white, black, male, female, gay, Indian. It didn't matter. We came together as Americans to help each other. At the time, I worked at Capitol Records, and then it was gridlock traffic getting home, so you're stuck. I was stuck in Hollywood trying to get home to Brentwood. 3.5 hours later, I had 10 guys surround my car and start to rock it. You can't understand fear like that.
That
unless
must
you
have
live
been
through
stunning
it.
And frightening. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And, you know, what was really great is I was at the CMA Awards or Country Music Awards of some kind or another, and it was on my birthday, and we're at the after party, and everybody starts, the music kills, and they put on the TV, and then all these country music superstars like Tanya Tucker, they all go run into their limos to run to the airport to get the heck out of L.A. It's something that really changes your life. And the traumatic, post-traumatic that people are going to go through after living. Can you imagine having a house in that chop or a business?
No.
You
even in that St.
Everything.
Louis where those people. I mean, that gated community. You would think a gated community, they would have enough neighbors behind them and saying, hell no, you know, we're not tolerating
as far as I understood it, they originally were looking for the mayor.
Yes, I heard that too. Yes, I did hear that as well.
Then they saw this beautiful white restored mansion and, you know. I'll tell you what, you've got a right to stand your ground. At the end of the day,
absolutely.
If you read the Constitution, I pulled out my Constitution, my con law book from school, and you know what? You need to read it, and reread it.
And you can download
you
a copy of that right at awakenamerica.us, or you can go to Eyes Right Open. We do have a Constitution there because it's important. The Constitution is extremely important.
But this is what the crazed left, whatever they're called, the mob, the Democrats, who used to be Democrats, this is what they want to destroy. They want to destroy all of our history, everything that represents America and our freedom, they want to destroy.
Right.
The Democrats, make no mistake, the Democrats are destroying our country, they're destroying your livelihoods. This COVID-19 thing is just locking people up and holding them hostage is nothing more than kidnapping. And they're holding us ransom. You know, our ransom is our votes. But I'm glad they're doing it. Why? Because people are waking up. The great awakening majority.
I do hope so because... You know what, like you were saying, I mean, and we do have a few minutes to talk about this, but all of this is from our schools, too. The schools have become bastions of indoctrination, and that is part of the problem. And that's where you're getting this. And they, you know, the left calls it progressive. If it was progressive, that's great, because progressivism is progress. This progressivism is socialism, Marxism, totalitarianism. I mean, there's nothing progressive
and,
about
and
it.
And any other ism you can come up with. Well, here
right.
again,
anything
what
that's
going
to take power away from the people. It is about taking power away from the people and giving government all authority and taking God out of people's lives. I mean, it's very, and it's been tried. So you would think that people
and
would understand.
Every time.
Right.
Well, and I think what's most important, yeah, you may not like President Trump, but there's a couple things that are really important to know. Number one, he promises and he delivers. He gets things
yep.
done. And the really yep. most important thing is on his at his last rally and at his 4th of July, the 3rd of July in Mount Rushmore, he talked about God. You never heard Obama talk about God. And it is, we have to go back to God every
yep.
time that these teachers,
yep.
you know, while they try to indoctrinate your children, you got to
mm-hmm.
start with your children first. You need, like sex education, you need to teach them first. Don't leave it up to some teacher you don't know what their ideology is. And they're starting so young in grammar school and all the way up. And the worst ones that get hit are these college-age kids. So maybe now that everything's going online, you know, and they just came out and said that foreign students won't be deported if they go straight online because of the Harvard case. So there you go.
Well,
I don't
know
why they can't go home
and
go online from home.
But you know what's interesting
what?
Is, you know, the very pro-choice left, and I'm putting air quotes on pro-choice, they're okay with killing a baby up until the time it's born, you know, infanticide. But they're not about school choice, which if you look at school choice and the studies show that most African Americans in the cities would love to have vouchers in school choice, like something like 86% of them, that would be their choice. But they don't want that. They don't want
vouchers. And you know what?
They don't want school choice because now your bastion of indoctrination is going to be over. And make no mistake, the teachers' unions are very powerful, frighteningly powerful. There's an incestuous relationship between the teachers' unions and the Democratic Party, big time. Big,
well,
huge.
Sure. So the teachers' union, just like the Democrats do, they feed the information, I'm going to guess via email, that, hey, today, you know, it's this. And it's so funny on Fox and Friends, they do this all the time, is they get the cliche of the day, if you will,
oh,
and they go
cute.
To CNN and MSNBC, and they go, you know, some stupid phrase, but they all regurgitate the same phrase every
right.
channel.
Oh, yes.
All
Isn't
these
that
different
hysterical?
Announcers.
It's hysterical to watch that, because when you're actually really quote unquote woke, you could see that they stay on message. And I did say this to Victor Santana, who's my co-host on Eyes Wide Open Radio. I said to him, I said, Vic, the Democrats are so much better at staying on message and playing nice with each other. You notice Bernie and Pocahontas, and they're all kind of quiet now. But they have all of their minions, like the A-hole C and, you know, Jihad Omar and that crazy Maisie doing their speaking for them. Look who's taken over the Democrat Party. But the complicit media, the MSM is complicit. They're part of that. They're part of the talking points. And it's funny because they must send an email out, like you said. Okay, this is the talking points of the day. These are the words we're going to use. But they
yeah.
do. They do
and
it
this
better.
Is,
because you know, you say something, and it's Hitler. I mean, it's part of the Communist Manifesto. It's part of Hitler. you say something over and over again, people will believe it. If you hear something over and over again, and it is part of even the secret, and because it's your subconscious mind, you start believing that narrative. So they get it. They get it. You're talking about a paradigm shift. They have been working on a paradigm shift, and I hate to say it, they're kind of winning over our lifetimes, girlfriend. I mean,
because Carol Ann, you know what? If the mainstream media was behind Donald Trump, we wouldn't even be talking about this because it would be such a big landslide. If what it infuriates me is these big companies donating to BLM. Didn't they get the memo? Did they not get the memo that this is a domestic terrorist organization set up to fund money to the super PACs to support the Democrats? And people need to understand that, and it's clear, and it's very, very poignant. Everything is going to fall into place, and once this whole onion of Obamagate opens up, we're going to see how the line – the lines go to China, the lines go to the Ukraine, and we're going to see who's in bed with China. It's going to be very interesting when all that comes out. Mm-hmm. And they're all fighting because they want to take the very successful economy that Donald J. Trump created. They want to take him down and take our economy down. So everybody's paralyzed and going, how am I going to pay my bills? Oh, can I have another $1,200 check? What's in it for me? My handout.
I followed
your perspective, your set of ideas, and the way you see things. But what we need to do is actually have a paradigm shift in reverse and change the influence, change the ones that want to see the reality. It's not like, oh, come and vote my way. It's
okay, let me tell you the best,
no, it's
really
not.
The best way to do that, and it's a lot of work. It's getting 20 people in a precinct, okay? In a congressional district. If you can get 20 people, now it depends because some congressional districts are, because it's done by population, so some have more land space. But if you could get 20 people reaching out to voters on a daily basis, first you find out what's bothering them, and then we've done this. So the economy's always a A1A, you know. So of course the left knows that, because if you have a bad economy and chaos, statistics show people are going to vote the incumbent party out. So,
well, that's great, but that's all well and fine. But what we're hoping that people see, and then like your group of 20, and all of these, they said there's well over 1 million volunteers for the Trump campaign. So they're going to get out, and they need to talk. They need to make sure that people understand that Black Lives Matter. And you see these riots, it's three-quarters white. Where are the black people? They're not there because they get it.
They know that they're being used. I mean, anyway.
Yeah, they've been
anyway,
used.
Friends, you are listening to Two Gals with Two Names on Tuesday. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Marilyn Bianchi and I are here, and we are deep diving on so many issues. So quick synopsis, Mayor, what did we talk about today? We talked about the first thing that we rolled out, we talked about the
riots and the murders and the unnecessary slaying. Another two police officers were shot today. Two were killed in Texas yesterday or the day before. Just murdered while sitting in their cars doing nothing. Okay, so all that. You know, they're creating it to make Trump, again, look bad so he doesn't get reelected. But, again, they think we're stupid, and we're not. Right. So then we move on to the McCluskeys being attacked by D.A. Gardner just for standing their ground. So anybody in Missouri, start contacting your governor and ask him what is going on. She's just a DA, and then this is
maybe
this is
do
what
a little bit
expect.
Of campaign investigation on her finances. Just saying. And then what was the next thing? The Mean Girls, like Crazy Maisie and A-Hole C and Jihad Omar. They're mean.
Senator Hiroto. Yeah, and
Crazy
and
Maisie. Yeah, that's what I call her. I call her Crazy Maisie. Because she said
okay.
anybody that's
well,
a Trump
yeah,
supporter is what?
She said it, quote unquote, Trump supporters are white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that makes the black Trump supporters feel really good because they kind of got left
right.
out on that one. And then,
well,
you know, we just talked about their
so
desire
kinda
for control,
like Hillary Clinton's
power, and
basket
money.
Of deplorables, she kind of just did, right? She kind of gave everybody Hillary Clinton's basket of deplorable kind of comment. Nice, Maisie.
Yeah,
appreciate
then,
it there in Hawaii,
yeah.
you dumbass. Okay, and then
what
else?
Okay. Well, what we also talked about is paradigms and paradigm shifts and how important it is to listen to a new narrative. I see on Twitter every day people going, I was a Democrat, liberal, and they've gone so far left that they lost me, and they call
right.
it walk away. And I
yeah,
see
the
so
yeah,
many people
yeah, no, I know. There's
walk
a couple
away.
People that that young man, and I forgot his name, with the long hair. He started the walk away movement. Yes, yes,
correct.
Yes, yes.
Correct. There, yeah, there was one person, but you know now it's taken over. And
yeah.
and I read stories that people say, you know, my daughters won't talk to me anymore because I'm voting for Trump. And, you know, these people are really hurt. And, you know, my comment is, well, you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your family. You know, family and politics don't mix. They will never mix. So at
yeah.
the dinner
yeah.
table, talk about something else. You know, we talked about briefly the mail-in ballots. If you want your
yeah.
vote to count on November 3rd,
absolutely.
You better
yep.
walk that sucker in with your face mask and gloves on and go to your precinct. And,
yeah,
and
yeah.
make sure that you see that ballot being deposited in the box.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to make sure I am. I, you know, I'm retired now, so I don't care. But, you know, what we really need to do is, again, keep an eye on what's going on. Talk to your governors. Send, you
yeah.
know, call your senators. You know, Marco Rubio is so reachable. Here in Florida, you send him an email. His team is awesome. They get back to you right away. You're not ignored.
Yeah.
And let them know how critical this is. And Governor DeSantis, and I don't want a voter ID law that you don't need a picture.
Yeah,
and
right,
in
right.
some cases, like you know, they're trying to get here in the state of Florida to give illegals driver's licenses. No. Well, yeah,
well,
maybe
we have
then
voter
they can't
here in Illinois,
but.
And I believe I could be totally wrong on this, so this has not been vetted or verified, but I do believe we have illegals, undocumented. I don't know. If you're here not legally, I think you should be called illegal, but undocumented voters, because we have motor voter
yeah,
here.
You could put a dress on a pig, it's still a pig, because at the end of the day, they're illegal, you know, and it's not fair to the people that spent the time, the years, to come here and become
exactly.
legal.
Exactly, and did it the right
the
way,
work
and it costs a lot of money to
test.
Do things the right way. Wait, I heard on the radio today before we close that a big part of the Democrat platform they're going to have free college. Now, let me tell you
okay,
something.
Yeah, it's a socialist
My husband
agenda.
And I
it's
have
free.
One child, and one thing my husband said, I want to make sure he doesn't get stuck with college debt. Because my husband, when we got married, he still was paying off his college, and we had to pay off his college before we could buy a house. He wanted to be debt-free. So now you are disenfranchising the sacrifices that my husband and I made to go ahead and put our son through school. That is unjust, that's unfair, and we made lots of sacrifices. My newest car is a 2003. Hello. So,
well, we understand that, but I'm going to tell
you
my personal experience.
But that's besides the point. We didn't buy any cars. We drove our cars. We didn't do, you know, vacations. We did what we had to do for our son's school. Now they're going to disenfranchise us and make college free? I'm sorry. That's not right.
Well, I'll tell you what. If there's no personal responsibility, I went back to school in my 40s to get a legal degree, and I went from 2003 to 2007, and we had Haitian students, people that were here on green cards, and they got there. I'm paying through the teeth for private college or private university, and this one gal, we all knew her. She never came to class. Everything was free for her. So this is the problem that I have. If there's no ownership and responsibility, they don't show up.
Right.
It wasn't important.
Right.
And then she'd come to class and she would put everybody behind.
With personal responsibility, that's the only way you can maintain freedom. So, friends, you are listening to two gals with two names. Mary Lynn, Carol Ann, and it's Tuesday. We're going to be here every Tuesday. You could download this podcast at Blog Talk Radio, Awaken to Empowerment, two gals. And you could get Mary. Where can they reach you, Mary? On Twitter?
Twitter and Parler. You can reach me at ML Bianchi, the number 7. ML is in Mary Lynn. B is in Bravo. I-A-N-C-H-I, the number 7. Twitter or Parler. Follow me. I'll follow you back. And, you know, Keep it real, folks. Get out there and do something. The great awakening of the silent majority is here.
Amen.
You know, we're all
Amen.
Proud patriots. We're all proud patriots, and I'm proud to be an American. You know, we got a great country here. We have to do everything possible so it's not
Maintain
stolen
it.
From us.
Amen.
Well,
and, you know, like
you
said,
this is
the most important election of our lifetime. And it's not a cliche. I know I've been doing this stuff since the Tea Party movement. Oh, this election's important. They're all important. This is a game changer, though. This will, if you know, lazy, crazy, sleepy, slow-mo, basement-dwelling Biden, Uncle Joe wins, we're done. Because he's going to be a puppet. He's going to be a puppet for A-hole C and Crazy Maisie and Jihad Omar and, you know.
Well, they already have that group is already established. You know, the group is consists of Obama, Gates, and Soros. And I'm sure there's a few other lower caste characters, but these are the key players. And just to digress really quickly, this is really a funny note I'd like to end on. During Judge Jeanine, they had a commercial break, and they showed this chess, like the game chess, a chess set. And there was donkeys and there was elephants. And they show, here's Nancy Pelosi riding on a donkey. I almost my pants because it was so funny. You know, this is what I want to see. It's non-essential, negative Nancy, you know, hit the bricks. She's not doing anything. We need to get in new blood. Bye-bye, rhinos. I don't care if, you know, these never-Trumpers. Get with it. You know, get back to work. I want a refund. Where's my money?
Right?
These people need to go back to work and get
friends?
Something
we're
done
back
for the Americans.
Week. Yeah, we're proud to be American.
We're on
we'll be
and on and blah, blah, blah.
Well,
just remember,
we'll be back next week.
If it
same
makes,
time, same Blog Talk radio station. This is Carol Ann, Mary Lynn. We're running out of airtime here. So what are some – you did a great wrap-up on what we talked about. We should close with our prayer. Thank God
our prayer.
For America. And any special announcements? You talked about cancel culture. You talked about the McCloskeys, riots, murders, Black Lives Matter, except if you're in the city of Chicago, I guess. I don't know. Mail-in ballots.
City of Chicago and New York and Georgia. You know, they show up for the high-profile things. And, you know, again, we could go on with BLM. I'm just very disappointed in very large sponsors. But, you know, to take a step back, I was watching OAN last night, and a gentleman came on, and he gave a list of the major retailers like JCPenney and on down, Brooks Brothers, need I say more, that have all filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Guess why? And then they turn around and support these people that are destroying our country. Very
so,
important.
So do
vote
we
red.
Have a list of the people that are supporting Black Lives Matter?
Why don't we obtain that for next week?
We will have that
the people
for you
and
next
companies.
Week, folks. We will have that list for you next week. Meanwhile, are you ready to – we could reach two girls with two names on Tuesday at two girls, GALS with two, names at gmail.com. You could email us your thoughts on taking the oath and Q, you know, anonymous Q. I think that's kind of cool. Is JFK Jr. really alive? He was the cutest thing ever. And Twitter and Parler, MLBianchi7, and Carol Ann Parisi is mine, and I'm on Facebook. I just haven't been on there. And then our Eyes Right Open is on every Saturday from 5 to 7 on AM 560 The Answer. You can go to AM 560 The Answer and download those podcasts. And what else, Mayor? Anything? Am I missing anything here?
You know, I just want to close up by saying don't live in fear. Live in faith with God. And now it's time to fight for your freedom like never before. So
amen.
Fear, faith,
amen. Well,
fight.
Heavenly Father, we
F3.
Thank you for this time. We thank you for this fabulous country, God. And God, without you, we wouldn't have America, because this country was founded, endowed by our Creator. It was founded by you because you are the one who gives us our unalienable rights. And our rights come from you, God, not from government. Let people awaken to that truth. And God, keep your hand of protection and provision on America, on our president, on our people. And God, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And God, expose the truth. We ask you to expose the truth. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit rise big for this election cycle. Anoint our president's words and thoughts. And God, awaken America. Let folks get their eyes right open to this great awakening, God, and use these words to glorify you and to bring our country back to a good and godly America. We ask this in Jesus' name. Anything you want to add, Miss Mary?
And in God's name, amen.
Amen. Well, friends, we want to thank you for joining us two gals with two names right here on Tuesday at Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back next week. Remember, be well, be best, blessed, and be free, and be that change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann P. and Mary Lynn B., and we're going to be here next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio, two gals with two names on Tuesday. Bye, Mary Lynn. Love you, sister friend. Have a great one.
Love you too, girlfriend. And
peace
thank
out
you
and
for
peace
allowing
of mind.
Us.
God bless. I said peace out and peace
and
of mind.
Thank you
God
so
bless
much.
America. Okay.
Two
bye,
gals
honey.
With two names at gmail.com with our 2 cents. Thanks so much, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.
Bye.